from inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. First-term Congresswoman Yvette Harrell announced the opening of two district offices, one in Roswell and the other in Las Cruces. The Roswell office will be located at 400 North Pennsylvania Avenue, that's Suite 1080, that's in the Wells Fargo Bank building. Hours there will be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and then Tuesday and Thursday from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. The New Mexico Senate will resume debate over the passage of recreational marijuana today. But the clock is ticking on the bill, which is being led by Democratic lawmakers. They have received lots of support, but there are some sticking points that lawmakers on both sides of the aisle aren't too excited about. Concerns like whether regulations are just too overbearing, how small growers will be able to break into the industry, equity aspects, and whether parents would be able to give the marijuana to their children. Carlos Sontag, founder of the New Mexico Business Coalition, a conservative-based organization, has been following the issue carefully.
You know, the interesting thing is it does not help with crime. It actually makes it worse. Cartels move in more abundantly in places that have legalized it, and they start undercutting prices and actually grow the cartel business.
The bill has until 12 noon on Saturday to pass, because that's when the state legislative session adjourns. The Carlsbad Fire Department honored a young lady who helped save lives in Carlsbad in November of last year. City of Carlsbad spokesperson Kyle Marksteiner has more.
Last November 29th, a young lady, Raynell Ruiz, she's either 10 or 11 years old. She woke up really early. She looked out her window, and she saw that across the street, the vehicle was on fire. Woke up her parents, and they called 911, and then went across the street, and the family woke up the people over there and got them out of the house.
Raynell received an honorary certificate, a city pin, and a special fire department helmet. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.